Whew. Pentecost is the name of the day. As I said earlier when we got started today, Pentecost has become quite the holiday around here over the last few years. Does anybody remember Pentecost last year? Yeah, it was kind of a big deal. That was the big celebration of the 50 years of ministry here, right? We had Bishop Satterlee here to preach. We voted on the new purpose and principles for the congregation to help guide us as we move forward. We celebrated the culmination, actually the night before, we had, you know, burned the mortgage and had the big outdoor party. We had celebrated the culmination of our 2 years of preparation for our Pentecost celebration, during which time we had done all kinds of things, allowing the Holy Spirit to transform our congregation, as the Holy Spirit transformed the group of the apostles and their lives in the original Pentecost. Now, since last year, Pentecost, the Holy Spirit has continued to be active in this church. There have continued to be new things happening in this place. We elected a bunch of new council members this year. We celebrated the finished terms of a bunch of other council members. We elected a new council president. That's going okay so far. Nate, he's not here today, but it's going okay. You know, you can feel good, Donna. You got out of it at a good time, and the next guy is not a total, he's not a mistake. You don't need to regret getting out of it. And thank you for your service, right? Actually, we have all the, you were the council president, and before that it was Aaron who's here, and before that it was Joe who's here, and before that, I don't know, because I wasn't here. So, yeah. Anyway, so we've had that progression through the time. What else has the Holy Spirit led us to since Pentecost last year? Well, we brought 13 kids to camp last summer. That was after Pentecost. We had already planned on it at that time. This year we have 9 more kids scheduled to go, most of the same ones, a couple new ones, I believe. So that'll happen this summer. We're looking to host a day camp for kids, and that'll be for, you know, some of the younger kids who can't go to camp yet, but also the camp-age children. That's the last week in June, hosted jointly with the African Christian Fellowship, as well as we've got some other community partners. And recently, apparently, the Comstock schools have volunteered to offer free breakfast and lunch to everybody there. So free food for all the kids. Adults have to pay for the food if you want to eat the school lunch food. Or we might come up with another plan for adults. I'm not privy to all of that all the time. But so we've got breakfast and lunch to be provided for all the kids for the day camp. So that's going to be exciting. We're hoping to have everybody come. So if you know any kids ages 5 to 12, from anywhere, we're going to run 9 to 3 that last week of June. So please show up and bring your kids, bring your grandkids, bring yourselves, because we'll need some help. Although, again, we're contracting with Living Water Ministries, the same place we send the kids to camp. And so they're going to do the bulk of the content, the programming. They've told us, apparently there's a water day, and they want us to get, like, inflatable kiddie pools. And you basically play kickball on water slides, and kiddie pools are the bases. So doesn't that sound like a good idea? Doesn't that sound like, where has that been all my life, right? Doesn't that sound like a good reason to ruin the grass in the backyard? I think so, I'll be honest. It crossed my mind. I'm like, acceptable cost is the grass in the backyard. So if any of you adults want to play, we'll see. I don't know. I could put in a word for you. The camp counselors, I think, will decide whether you actually get to play. Maybe we'll have an adult game later. I don't know. That could be fun. In the evening time. We'll see. So we've got the day camp coming up, and that's exciting. Haven't done that around here in quite some time. We also, in the past year, developed our church together team, so that group from Lutheran Church of the Savior, from African Christian Fellowship, get together periodically to talk about things, try to figure out how our churches can be together more faithfully. One of the outcomes of that is that we're planning to have worship together on June 24th. That'll be the beginning of the day camp week, actually. And so we're hoping to have both churches here. We're going to meet at 10 o'clock, the normal morning time, have both churches here, worship. I'm not quite sure what it's going to look like yet. It's going to be probably more surprising than today and probably more wonderful than today. So be ready for that. Hoping to have, I think the choirs from both churches are going to sing. I think the children's choir from the African church is going to perform. I think it might be a sermon or two. We got some other ideas. I don't want to spoil it all now. Anyway, that's exciting. We also, in the past year, we've welcomed some new members a few weeks back. We got a couple of new staff members here. We've had a lot going on. Did I forget anything real obvious on the list of new things since Pentecost last year? Oh, yes, that was the one. Thank you. I thought of it. I just didn't write it down. Thought of it earlier. Right, so the education, the Wednesday education, because we decided to start having confirmation for kids that age, and then we decided to have, well, we should have education for adults too, and then for younger kids. So the Wednesday church nights have been happening. Not every Wednesday, but we're in the midst of them. There's one more Wednesday this month, so this coming Wednesday, and I think that'll be the close of them for this academic year. Start up again in the fall with Wednesday church night. So that's dinner and education during Lent. We also had worship as part of that. Thank you, Jane. I was like, I knew there was something, right? And Jane has been providing food for that too, so thank you for that. We had pizza this week. It was pretty good. I had pizza 3 days in a row, I think, because of that. It was great. Lucky me. So, also I should go to the gym more. Notice. So the Holy Spirit has been active here at Lutheran Church of the Savior in the past year. And we believe that the Holy Spirit will continue to act among us and to act through us. In our gospel lesson today, Jesus talks quite a bit about the Spirit. What are some of the images that are used for the Holy Spirit, not only in today's gospel, but elsewhere in Scripture? We heard some in the children's sermon, I think. What else is the Holy Spirit doing? What? Fire. Fire is good. If you like fire for the Holy Spirit, I recommend listening to the sermon from the royal wedding yesterday, Episcopal Bishop Michael Curry. It's pretty solid stuff. If you haven't caught that, do so. If you don't have the internet, find somebody with a smartphone and make them sit down and show it to you. There's some good stuff about fire in that sermon. I thought about just showing that sermon because it's better than what I was going to do today, but I thought, no, you do pay me to work, so I will work. But I'll also make that recommendation to check out his sermon. Okay, fire is the Holy Spirit. What else is the Holy Spirit?
Wind.
That's right. Wind, breath. The dry bones, the breath of God that enlivens those bones. What else? Dove. The dove. That's right. The dove that comes down on Jesus at his own baptism. When the voice of God speaks. Anything else? Images of the Holy Spirit? What's that?
Listening.
Listening. The Holy Spirit listening. Excellent. I love it.
Yes.
Gifts. That's right. The Holy Spirit brings gifts. It's the part of God that gives us these gifts. Also, obviously, in the actual Pentecost reading today, the Holy Spirit brings the gift of tongues, the languages. Right? The Holy Spirit allows us to communicate with one another. Water, yep, the Holy Spirit is in the water, and water is a big part. Yep, baptism, absolutely. The Holy Spirit is fused. What's that?
Revelation.
Yes, revelation, absolutely. The Holy Spirit shows us what God has in store for us. The Holy Spirit reveals to us what God is doing.
Praise when we can't.
Praise when we can't. Oh, yes, that's a very good one. The Holy Spirit speaks, intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words in Romans is the language. I always love that one.
Truth.
Yes, the Holy Spirit is truth. And the truth, that's definitely in John's gospel today. The Spirit of truth that Jesus talks about is not about like factual truth, like I know exactly how this works and I have an idea in my head. The truth that Jesus is talking about is the truth of relationship, the truth of our relationship with God. The truth of our relationships with one another. That is the truth that the Holy Spirit has come to show us. Come on now. What's going on over there?
On Wednesday night.
Oh! Oh, right, because on the Wednesday night, you guys have been talking about John's Gospel. That's great. I forgot that I'm behind the times because I don't get to go to adult class on Wednesday night. So go to adult class Wednesday night and get ahead of the pastor. You should have warned me about this in my sermon prep, for heaven's sake. Fine. I'm just kidding. I thought the Holy Spirit is not going to do your job for you. And the Holy Spirit is not going to do my job for me. Right? The Holy Spirit will guide us, will strengthen us, will encourage us, will show us the way forward. But it's not, I mean, the Holy Spirit will take the horse to water. But the Holy Spirit is not going to make the horse drink. All right? That's on me. I'm the horse in this scenario. if you haven't noticed. Oh, this is fun. In today's gospel lesson, and maybe you guys covered this in class, so just stop me if you already know this one. The word that Jesus uses, it's translated here, advocate. It says, when the advocate comes, right? The Greek word is paraclete. Did you guys talk about this at all? No. Okay, good. Aha! Something that you haven't heard for at least a week, maybe. This word, paraclete, which is a word that Jesus uses for the Holy Spirit often, especially in John's Gospel, but also in Matthew and other places, it's apparently hard to translate. It's been translated lots of different ways. So back in the old King James Version, it was translated as comforter. I will bring you another comforter, is one of the ways that is translated. And then in the Revised Standard Version from the early 20th century, it was counselor. So I will bring you another counselor. So the Holy Spirit will be the one who comforts us. In King James, the Holy Spirit will be the one to counsel us or guide us. In the Revised Standard Version. In this one, it is advocate. In the Catholic Bible, it's also advocate. Elsewhere, it's translated as helper. I just looked, I have a whole stack of different translation Bibles on my wall. And so just this morning, I got up and like looked through them all. And in some places, it's translated as helper. Some places, it's translated just as spirit. They don't even change it. They just say spirit. And some places, it's paraphrased as friend. I will send you another friend. And this friend will do for you. Just in this one word used by Jesus, it shows us that the Holy Spirit has a lot of jobs to do. And these jobs are not always the same, and they don't always, well, it seems to me that they wouldn't always affect us in the same way. I mean, I think about the classic King James Version comforter, versus the current translation version, advocate. I feel like a comforter and an advocate are two important roles, but they're not the same thing. I mean, if you have somebody come to be your comforter and somebody to come to be your advocate, those are different jobs with different sets of expectations. Oh, but comfort means with strength, because yeah, you're always going back to the. Is that Latin, or is that right? Comfort. All right. So it comes to the French through Latin. With strength is comfort. So to be strength with someone. See, this is the Holy Spirit's doing my job for me now. Thank you, Deb. That's what that looks like. That's why you have a good church organist, by the way, so they can point out. Well, today pianist. Did you guys hear about the organ, by the way? It had some malfunction this week, so we're pray for the church organ that it might make sound again. The lights turn on, you can move the little things around, you can push the keys and play the pedals and no sounds will come out. So pray for the organ and the people who will hopefully fix it, hopefully for not too much money, hopefully this week. And enjoy the piano for today. Right. The Holy Spirit allows us to make it without the organ in church for sure. I find that I often, in thinking of the Holy Spirit, I tend to downplay the comforter part and lift up the advocate part, lift up the kind of the counselor part. I think of the Holy Spirit as the thing that disrupts our usual way. I go back to the original Pentecost story, right? They were minding their business having a normal Sunday morning, let's say, when the Holy Spirit descended upon them and it appeared like fire and they could speak all the languages and people thought they were drunk and everything changed, right? The Holy Spirit transformed the church, created the church, birthed the church, and transformed the lives of these apostles. And that tends to be the kind of work of the Holy Spirit that I gravitate toward. Because I believe in general the church, not just this church, but the whole church, needs the Holy Spirit continually to come through and transform us, to enliven us, to help us speak new languages and communicate God's love in new ways. And yet the role of comforter is still extremely important. Because Lord knows if you're doing that other work, you're going to need to be comforted sometimes. And if you're just living in the world, Lord knows you're going to need to be comforted sometimes. Plans will fall through. Expectations will lead to disappointment. You'll experience loss and pain. Not all surprises are good surprises. And when those things happen, the Holy Spirit will be with you to catch you as you're falling. The Holy Spirit is God's presence among us, God's presence of comfort and of agitation. God is big enough to do both. Hopefully for our sakes, not too much on the same day, because it gets to be a long day. The good news today is that the Holy Spirit is God with us, and that God knows what we need, and that the Holy Spirit can come to us in the way that we need God's presence, sometimes as comfort. Sometimes as a kick in the pants, to be honest. I don't always know what I need, but I trust that God knows what I need. So trust in God. Trust in the Holy Spirit. Trust that God is not finished with you yet, and that God is not finished with us. Amen.